National Grains Insurance Company, dedicated to the service of agriculture, bring you a complete weather forecast prepared especially for farmers in this area. For the regional weather observations, we take you first to Weathersfield.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Denter at WFNF Weathersfield, 31 miles southeast of Buffalo. It is still snowing outside, lending visibility to less than a half of a mile. The temperature is just about the same as this morning, 32 degrees. Ground are still dropping, now 29.43 inches. Wind has shifted 180 degrees into the west, northwest, and the velocity has increased to 23 miles per hour. Now to Bristol Center.
This is Don Ayers with the latest weather news from Ontario County. Not too encouraging news, I'm afraid. Heavy snow and heavy fog with zero visibility have been taking turns on Warden Hill. Temperature up only 1 degree, reading 25. Barometer continues down and reads 29.12 inches. Wind has shifted to the northwest at a speed of 12 miles per hour. Now let's hear from Connecticut Hill near Ithaca.
This is Wes Connolly reporting from WVFC on Connecticut Hill, 10 miles west of Ithaca. We've been having snow falling all morning with a fog limiting visibility to about 150 feet. Temperature's up 1 degree from the 6 a.m. reading to 25 degrees. Our barometer has continued to fall to a low of 29.14 inches. A west wind is blowing at 6 miles per hour. Looks pretty much like Christmas around here. Now to DeRuyter.
Here near DeRuyter in central New York, about an inch of combined snow and rain has fallen since early morning. A fog has enshrouded our hilltop and visibility is limited to about 50 yards. The winds are from the west at about 12 miles per hour. The temperature is going down and reads 31 degrees. The barometer also shows a downward trend, reading 29.38 as compared to 29.5 at 7 a.m. Next, northeast to Torrin.
Good afternoon. It's snowing hard from solidly overcast skies and visibility is limited to a quarter of a mile. Wind has shifted around to the northwest at 5 miles per hour. The temperature is steady at 32 degrees, but the barometer has dropped to the lowest reading we have recorded so far, 29.06, and still falling. A total of 27 hundredths of an inch of rain and snow fell. Phil Glazier turning you over to Cherry Valley.
Speaking for Jim Treeland, who holds forth as engineer on our Cherry Valley pinnacle. Ordinarily, you can look out the window and see Meyer and Lyle's farmhouse down the hill a quarter mile away, but not today. Our visible world at this elevation is shut in by clinging fog. Jim has just checked his weather instruments and tells us that we have a slight wind from the west at 5 miles per hour. The barometer has dropped abruptly to 29.38, and the rain gauge shows 41 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. Present temperature, 36 degrees. Now for the official forecast, let's swing down to the U.S. Weather Bureau at Albany.
Good afternoon, everyone. The disturbance which was developing in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday morning moved northeastward during the night, and this morning was moving northward through eastern New York, deepening and intensifying as it moved northward. Near the center of the storm, it was accompanied by very turbulent conditions and gusty winds, which caused considerable damage in a few areas. This storm will move on northward, turning towards the east this afternoon and tonight. Moderate amounts of rain have occurred over the state, with some snow in western New York, near the lakes, and in the mountains of western and eastern New York. Temperatures last night remained above freezing, but in the 30s over the state generally, and will be much the same tonight, with low readings ranging from 32 to 38 degrees. During the remainder of the afternoon and early tonight, showers or light rain will occur with some wet snow through the western and northern sections of the state.